Thank you for calling Awesome Mechanical. This is Manina.
Hey, is Renee in by chance?
I can check for you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tyler from Cardiff. She actually just left me a voicemail here about 20 minutes ago.
Not a problem. One moment.
Thank you.
Sorry, one moment.
No worries.
Hi, this is Renee.
Hey, Renee. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I actually just got your voicemail here. I just kind of want to return your call here and see if you've had a minute to talk.
Yep.
Perfect. I believe you were asking about the line of credit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the offer we had extended, it was for equipment and working capital. Are you familiar with working capital by chance?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very, very similar to a line of credit. You guys were pre-approved for right around $250K. But
that's to purchase.
What's that?
But that's to purchase equipment.
That's for... we do have the equipment side, but as far as working capital goes, it's just unsecured cash. So you can actually use it for the business however you see fit. So, you can use it for equipment, payroll, operations, pretty much anything you feel fit there. What was it you guys were looking to do here?
Just get a supplemental line of credit. So if you have a working capital, but how does it work? Do you only pay when you borrow it? Or is it all yours and it's a term? It's not a term loan, is it? Is it revolving?
It is a renewable source, so you can come back and actually try and refinance for more. Usually that can take place about halfway through the term. It is a shorter term. They're usually anywhere from about 3 to 36 months on the working capital. And usually first-timers usually get in right around the 24-month area. Obviously, you can go shorter if you like. That's usually about as long as we'll let it go on the first one. But you are able to refinance about halfway through and get more access to capital if need be.
So this says something where we have to know how much we need. We have to get that amount and start paying interest on that amount even if we don't use it.
So the way it is we actually have like an interest rate here. It's actually a payback amount. So you'll know exactly what it is you'll be paying back, and then however long a term you choose will just be divided by that length.
Term loan, okay.
Exactly.
We're looking for more like a line of credit, whereas if we need it one day, we take it, and if we need to pay, if we can pay it back in 2 days, we pay it back, and then we only pay interest for 2 days, and we like a revolving line of credit.
I see.
That's something you guys offer.
We will offer lines of credit if you wanted like an extension with the working capital. What was the situation there for the line of credit? Did you just want it kind of as a backup plan
there's sometimes that our payments get delayed from general contractors or owners, and so cash might be tight, and we may need money for, say, 2 weeks.
I see.
So we want to be able to pull it, pay our bills, pay our payroll, and then in 2 weeks when we get that money, pay it down.
Mm-hmm.
Say it comes up again in another month or two, another payment's delayed. We want, a revolving line of credit.
I see.
And pay it off and only pay for the interest for the time that money is in our bank account.
I gotcha. Was it, are you being put on like net 30 or net 60 there on the payout structures there for some of those contracts?
Okay. Well, the incoming capital it depends. They're public entities, so they pay when they want. But usually it's 45 to 60 days.
Okay.
And some of them can get pushed to 90.
Oh, wow.
And that's when it creates a hiccup in our cash flow projections because we're still on a net 30 to our vendors, and every Friday we have to pay our employees. So that can cause hiccups. So we currently have a revolving line of credit. We were looking at getting something as a backup.
Yeah.
We already have a $1.5 million line of credit that works just that way, but sometimes that's like fully extended and something comes up, but it's never usually a long period of time.
I see.
Something we need like a quick fix for and then pay it off. And, right now it's the owner bringing in money. He doesn't.
I gotcha.
He'd rather borrow it.
I got you.
Than take $1 million from him.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying.
Even though he gets it back in a month, he'd rather us have another source.
Yeah, on the net 90, is that probably your bigger contracts there that you get? That's kind of why you're
45 to 60, but sometimes they get extended to 90, and it just depends on the owner.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on a lot of factors on these progress payments. Retention,
uh-huh.
You know, is the biggest thing. That's 10% of our contracts are held for the length of the job, plus like 60 to 90 days after the job's done.
I see. So the situation where I think this might actually benefit you is if we get the application process going for just hypothetically.
We don't want to pay for money that we're not going to use. We don't want to get a check from you for $500,000 and not need it for 6 months and pay.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say is if we can get you approved and in the system, mm-hmm. the offer's good for 90 days, so you don't have to touch it, use it, accept the offer, and then if you do run into something there in the next 3 months,
how long does it take to fund?
24 hours. Once you're in the system, it's literally a quick call. We set it up, and it's a done deal. And that's kind of what I was going to get at, is the fact that if you're in the system and you are approved, you kind of see what programs and rates you would qualify for. That offer will be there whenever you do need it.
Give me an example of a rate.
The rate's going to just really depend on how much you're looking to take on and the term length. Typically, they start around 10 cents on the dollar, give or take. With the working capital, though, the heaviest weight is on the gross annual sales. That's kind of what I was going to ask you, if you knew what you guys did in sales last year.
Last year, I think we panned out $28
million. Okay. I mean, yeah, definitely getting you capital is not going to be an issue there with that being your sales. We're usually able to free up anywhere from 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. I don't think you'll be needing that much, but that's usually what we're able to get you. Did you have a figure there?
What's the shortest period of time?
3 months.
Loan?
3 months is the
back in 3 months?
3 months is the shortest that we'll do, correct. And with that, you know, like I said, you could refinance it halfway through. Mm-hmm. We do have payback options that actually give you discounts as opposed to most nationwide banks that will actually penalize you for doing that. We'll actually reward you with discounts if you choose to pay it off early, which is also a good option there if you're just looking to do something quick there to just keep the operations going.
So that's not standard. It's just whatever you guys have promotions going at the time.
No, it will be standard. So when you get approved, actually, in the loan contract, it'll specify X amount that will be discounted if you paid it by this date or by this date. They'll actually walk you through that whole process if that's something you wanted to take into consideration.
Okay.
When were you maybe looking to bring something like this on? Is this something that you're just maybe wanting in the back pocket for if it does arise?
Yeah,
or is this something?
Right now our cash flow looks fine. But again, if the hiccup comes, you know,
mm-hmm.
we know usually a week prior. We don't have a lot of warning.
Yeah, I see. Is this something that typically does start happening more closer towards the end of the year?
Sometimes, yeah. School districts when they close, if we do have a lot of summer work.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes at the end of the year, people are trying to hold on to their cash.
Yeah.
To have a good working capital, you know, closing balance. So,
I mean, it's definitely something that if you guys wanted to look at the application process itself, we just look at three simple things. It's just a one-page application that we would send you. It's your most recent tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Okay.
Once we get that, we can get you an answer for right around 24 hours for what you'd qualify for. And if you get approved, which based off your sales there, shouldn't be an issue. The offer will be good for 90 days, like I said. So you don't have to take it, but you'll at least know what's on the table for you if you do run into that situation. And like I said, if you only have a week in advance, like you said, with these payout structures, mm-hmm. We can get you funded in right around 24 hours, and you guys will be good to go to operate.
All right. Why don't you send me over the one-page application? Let me take a look at that, and I'll get back with you.
Okay. And then I have the email there. It's let me just repeat it so I got it right there on the voicemail. It's RLARZALERE@alphamechanical.com?
Yes.
Perfect. I will shoot that over to you right now and maybe follow up with you there maybe Monday or Tuesday if I don't hear back, and we can just kind of go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good, Renee. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Bye.